This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, Sydney, my colleague Jeremy Zakas of many years standing, now observing the breaking news of Omicron, the new variant. Very little is known about it other than the fact the alarm spreads from what we don't know and what might be possible. This news from Sydney Morning Herald in Australia. Urgent testing after Sydney Airport arrivals from Southern Africa test positive to COVID-19. First draft. Urgent genomic testing has begun to determine whether two international flight passengers who tested positive to COVID-19 after arriving in Sydney on Saturday are carrying the new Omicron variant. 14 of the passengers of the Qatar Airways flight from Doha, which arrived at about 7 p.m. Saturday evening, are from 9 southern African countries affected by the new COVID-19 strain. Jeremy, this does not confirm that Omicron has spread to Australia, but I match it up with stories that we have from London now, on the half a world away from where you are. This is the London Times. In these hours, Christmas plans thrown into doubt as new COVID variant arrives in UK. Omicron cases trigger return of masks and self-isolation. Boris Johnson took to the airwaves. The Prime Minister said the restrictions which he's announcing, masking, distancing, self-isolation of anyone who tests positive. The Prime Minister said the restrictions, which included strict travel rules, no flights from South Africa, would be reviewed in 3 weeks. He told a Downing Street press conference he was confident this year's celebrations would be, quote, considerably better than last Christmas, end quote. I come to you, Jeremy, so what your news is saying about Omicron, because Australia is a unique, large country now. You've been locked down since 2020. You only recently, in depending on the state, opened up again. What is the expectation now about Omicron? Is it among you or is it unknown? And are you seeing reaction from the people, not the leadership, the people? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Omicron is dominating the news. It's now basically put us back into a state of concern. And this comes just on the back of Australia really opening up to international travel in the past 2 weeks. At the moment right now, the Australian federal government is trying to decide what to do next. We are definitely concerned that Omicron is in the community, possibly came in on that flight from Qatar yesterday. But knowing that we have been open for a small period of time to international travel, there's an assumption now that Omicron could already be amongst us. And what we've seen this morning alone already is that New South Wales and Victoria, so the eastern border states, have already mandated that anybody coming in from Africa in general, not just South Africa, will be going into 2 weeks of supervised isolation immediately. Anybody coming in from travel overseas will go into 72 hours of supervised isolation as well, and that potentially there will be more restrictions. And this was an immediate reaction to the flight from Qatar. What we've also seen too from our most western state, Western Australia, is that they've now closed the borders even with South Australia, which was a very a liberal move by them so far as being allowed to allow anybody into their state, based on the fact that Omicron could be in the community. So we've now lost the western state of Australia once again. We can't travel there. And we're expecting, John, today to see the Prime Minister come out and make more announcements about restrictions. So unfortunately, you know what? We could be heading back to square one again with our lockdowns.
Yes, there is so much we don't know. There is the suggestion that it's virulent as Delta was. There's the suggestion that it can penetrate the vaccines as Delta has now and again, according to reports. There's so much we don't know. I don't want to speculate anymore other than to say we're all taken aback by this. The governor of New York has declared a state of emergency, which chiefly deals with hospitals. But also there's a sense of caution now returning to every major city, because with the report of two cases in the United Kingdom, one case 24 hours ago reported in Northern Europe, a traveler who had not been in South Africa, had been in Egypt and Turkey. And now I have a report from my colleague Lorenzo Fiore in Milan that there's one case in a Milan hospital, Sacco Hospital. So with these few facts, we can piece together that the virus has been moving for some time, that it isn't just this week. It's been moving around. You're better prepared than we are, Jeremy, because you just reopened. So I want your thoughts here, because there have been protests these last weeks about the restrictions and about the vaccine. Is that starting again, the protests about the lockdowns?
Yes, absolutely, John. In fact, yesterday, again, we saw tens of thousands of protesters take to the streets of Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and the southern Queensland city area called the Gold Coast, basically protesting against mandatory vaccines. Now, that came at probably the exact wrong time, because that was just as we were learning about the potential for Omicron to get into our community. But there is this stubborn part of the Australian community that just absolutely is against mandatory vaccines, and still against the COVID vaccine, full stop. They still believe it is a conspiracy theory, which is most worrying, because the best chance of survival we have against the new Omicron variant is vaccination. And we do need a high percentage of the population to be vaccinated. Here in Australia, we are lucky. We're heading up to 90% of double dose vaccination in most states. And across the board, the Australian population at least has that first dose, and some are getting their third dose. So we are well prepared, but this is a whole new ballgame. This is something particularly dangerous. And with parts of the community not getting on board with vaccination and still traveling between states, and in some cases internationally in the last 2 weeks, this is just a potential nightmare about to kick off if we can't get Omicron under control.
It's hard to believe, Jeremy, but we're about to report on all the severe weather you've had as the good news of the day. Yes, we noted the two tornadoes weeks ago. We've noted the heavy rainfall sweeping the southern coast of Australia, the continent, coming to you in Sydney and on to Tasmania. Is the rain continuing?
It is, John, it is. We are still nowhere near the summer conditions we're all hoping and looking for right now. Over the past week, we've had almost continuous rain in New South Wales, here in Sydney. We've had it in Victoria, and we've also had it as far north as Queensland. And in the past 48 hours towards the end of the week, Queensland on Friday received a whole month's worth of rain in just 1 hour. I mean, take that into consideration, John, an entire hour for the entire month's worth of rain. In Queensland's tropical, that is an enormous amount of rain, about 50 to 100 millimetres. And as you can imagine, that caused a lot of flooding. So southeast Queensland is currently inundated with water again, underwater and flooded. And the worst part is we're expecting more again this week.
So Queensland was hit hard. You in Sydney had heavy rain. Did Victoria also have heavy rain? Was it the whole southern coast?
Yes, they did. It was described as a 4,000-kilometre rain bomb. They've actually got a term for it now. Victoria, the city of Melbourne, was lucky in that it got the lighter part of the heavy rain, because it mainly went to the northern part of the state, which is rural, which is where you tend to get the rain forming on the mountain ranges there. But unfortunately, they did miss it. They still got hit by quite a lot of rain. But interestingly, Adelaide, who's just out to the west, they missed a lot of the rain this week because the rain bands actually went through the north of the state, which is typically dry. So again, as we've discussed several times, the weather patterns are different. This is not what we're normally seeing at this time of year, and normally not what we're seeing full stop. So we're just waiting to see, you know, are we going to get a summer or not?
There's more news from Jeremy's part of the world. There was a severe protest in the Solomon Islands to the north of Australia about Taiwan, and about a government turning from Taiwan to the People's Republic of China. There's also news about China interfering in some fashion with national security in Australia, observing the Australian coast. You know that there is an open dispute between Australia and China about the origins of the virus, and China's been aggressive towards Australia for weeks. However, all of that news can wait, because we are right now looking to more information about Omicron, whether Australia needs to close the door again or whether the rest can rejoin the rest of us. It is deeply odd that just after Australia opened, here comes Omicron. Jeremy Zakas in rainy New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.